Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Soul Boost podcast. Our mission is to bring you light and share our experience with you to help you reconnect to your soul through this podcast. And we are your hosts.
Hi, everyone. My name is Basha. I am spiritual counselor, holistic healer, and spiritual life coach.
And my name is Agnieszka. I am a digital creator, curious mind, interested in all aspects of personal development, psychology, spirituality, nutrition, and fitness.
If our message resonates with you, please follow us on Spotify and iTunes.
And now grab a cup of tea and come hang out with us. Hi guys, welcome to the fourth episode of the Soul Boost podcast. In this episode, we will talk about chakras. What are chakras and why are they so significant to our health and well-being? Hello, Basha. How are you doing today, my dear?
Hi, Agnieszka. I'm very well, thank you. How are you today?
Spectacular.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Are you? Are you really? Are you?
It's good to see you again. It's good to hear you again.
Aww.
After a week, I think.
Definitely. Oh my God, how did you survive that week without seeing my face?
Hardly. It was really, really tough.
I understand. Well, I'm happy that you have survived somehow this week. So does your tea have a message for us today as well?
Surely does. And I hope you don't mind that I will read it again myself.
I do mind. And I am going to try not to show how hurt I am because we have a show to film. But what can I do? What can I do?
I promise that the next message, it will be read by you. Okay, so just listen to this.
Tell me.
Live by your inner knowledge and strength.
Very profound message. Your tea is a very profound tea.
Very profound messenger.
That's right. So we are gathered here today, dearly beloved, to talk about chakras. I'm sure many of you have heard the term chakra, but do you know what chakra is? So Basha, what are chakras?
Chakras are energy centers in our body, and we have 7 main chakras. There are actually many more. It's around 114 chakras altogether, but we will focus only on the main 7 of them. Chakras are seen as a spinning vortex or spinning discs of energy. It cannot be seen by human eyes. It can be felt or it can be sensed by our intuition. And they are located in our astral body, along our spine, starting at the base of our spine and then running upwards towards the crown of our head. They also radiate a specific color and energy, and they store the energy of our thoughts, they store the energy of our feelings, memories, emotions, our experiences and actions, and they can influence our present, our future mindset, our behaviors, our emotional health, our physical health, our actions, our relationships, our career opportunities. So you can see that they basically have a massive impact on our lives. And they hold the beliefs, they hold the memories related to specific areas in our lives. We have 7 chakras. They are called root chakra. I'm starting from the base of our spine. So root chakra, sacral chakra, solar plexus chakra, heart chakra, throat chakra, third eye chakra, and crown chakra. So the first three lower chakras are related to earthly matters in our life. So the root chakra is related to our survival. Sacral chakra is related to our creativity
and sex
and sexual energy. Yes. Solar plexus chakra relates to power. And then we have top 3 chakras. The throat chakra, which is related to...
Did you mention heart chakra?
No, I want to mention heart chakra. at the end, and there's a specific reason for it. You see?
I'm just keeping an eye on you.
Yeah, no worries. I'm good that you're keeping the fingers on the pulse.
Uh-huh. So
throat chakra, it relates to the truth. Third eye chakra relates to intuition, and the crown chakra relates to the purpose. And top three chakras, they related altogether to higher consciousness. And in the middle between the earthly chakras, physical chakras, and spiritual chakras, there is heart chakra, which is the bridge between these two worlds, the bridge between the physical world and the spiritual world. And heart chakra relates to empathy, love, and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very important that we keep our chakras open. So the life force or prana, however you call it, flows freely through our body, because then we are healthy and happy, and actually everything goes very well in our lives.
And each chakra corresponds with a different organ in the body. Isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting.
So when those chakras are unbalanced, so blocked or overactive, they are causing certain problems within our physical body. And sometimes people might be surprised why they're having certain physical issues that cannot be explained by Western medicine. And usually it is because certain chakra is blocked or overactive. For example, throat chakra. If your throat chakra is unbalanced, then you might be experiencing a lot of issues with your throat or thyroid problem.
Yes, the throat chakra is related to the communication, self-expression, or the truth. So if you have a problem with the thyroid, or you suffer from sore throat or cough, very often it's good to look into that and see that maybe there is a problem in there, that you don't speak your truth. You have an issue with actually expressing yourself or communicating with others.
You might be holding a secret.
Could be.
Or you might be lying. The good news is there are several things that we can do to help unblock and balance our chakras. And we can get the most out of our human body and have the best possible human experience. So in the next episodes, we will talk in details about each chakra and how to open and help unblock it.
Yes, keeping our chakras open is keeping our mind, our soul, and body in harmony. And this is what we want. We want that balance in life.
I just wanted to say that I bought incense with chakra names of the chakras that are not perfectly aligned within me. And I just wanted to say that you ruined it for me because you said that they stink. And I think maybe I wouldn't notice that they stink if you didn't tell me. So thank you. I am just left with 3 packs of chakra incense that smell like shit.
You're very welcome.
And maybe I would have been oblivious to that fact. So cheers.
You're very welcome, Agnieszka. You know, you can thank always you. Come.
Yes, I thank you. Thank you again. Yes, I really, I appreciate it.
I only shared my own experience. I don't think I said that they stink. I might have said that they don't smell nice.
No, you said you actually said specifically they smell like crap. And I think you projected your own, disgust towards those.
I didn't project anything. I just shared my own opinion with you.
you could have let me light it up and get disgusted by myself. You deprived me of that experience.
I'm so sorry. I'll make it up to you somehow.
We will see.
I will buy you all the rest of the chakra incense sticks you're missing. So you have 7, all 7 of them. How about this?
How about I come to your house and just light it all up?
You're more than welcome to do it. I would love to see you in person.
Of course. Soon. Why wouldn't you?
Okay, guys. So in the next 7 episodes, we will be talking about each chakra specifically in detail, explaining to you what happens when the chakra is aligned, how your life looks like when the chakras align. What happens when the chakra is blocked or out of balance, and how to bring the balance into your chakras and bring the balance into your lives.
And that's it for today from Soul Boost Podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you liked it, please share and subscribe. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.